Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Just over 20 minutes away. I'm not getting in fights with family members over whether or not I think that their family member's good at football. That ain't happening. That might sound vague. I'll explain it to you coming up at 8:22 this morning. Now we go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in three of the very best guests that we can find as we go around the AFC North. Bob Haney, he's the first one to join us. 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Bob, for Lamar Jackson, is he obsessed now with winning a Super Bowl?
I think that's fair to say. He used the word vengeance yesterday when he met with the media for the first time since last January. That's the first time he's spoken to anyone since the loss to the Bills, but he's been obsessed. And the first time he was introduced as a Raven on draft night 2018, he said Super Bowl, Super Bowls, plural, and they've been chasing ever since. They've obviously fallen short, got close a couple years ago, losing to KC in the AFC Championship game, but individual achievement, money, which he's already, you know, gotten, that's all secondary to him. It's all about getting that Lombardi trophy. So, yeah, obsessed is a proper way to phrase that for sure.
It's got to be a difficult spot for fans, for media there in Baltimore to talk a lot about, you know, the offseason and what the next season's going to be like, considering you guys dominate these regular seasons. You guys are really good. Lamar is an MVP candidate basically every year. But it's all about a few games in January, hopefully February. So what do fans say about the Ravens and their chances to make a deep run?
I think it's the optimism is certainly there. It's expected. And anything less than a deep run in the playoffs is going to be unacceptable. We talk about it on our show. Lamar could win five straight MVPs, and they could go 17-0 and lead the league in defense, offense, you name a category. If they lose in the divisional round to Buffalo or Houston or KC or whomever, it's going to be a disappointing season. And it's Super Bowl or bust. And that's just kind of how it is right now. And I think those expectations are fair. We playoff games, got it. Division championships, check. Pro Bowlers at the yin-yang, no doubt about it. Where's that Super Bowl? It's been 13 years. Lamar's never gotten there. That's what it's all about. And if they don't get there, people are going to want to fire coaches. Lamar's overrated. And then you get into, you know, the typical fan narrative.
Man, 13 years, you guys are really hard-pressed. Deontay Johnson, will he be on the Browns Week 1 roster?
You guys would know better than I would.
Well, from your gut, give me a gut feeling. You think he will be or not?
Unless he goes into the Whambulance mode like he did in Baltimore and Houston last year, I would think so. I mean, isn't he kind of running out of chances? I did read where he said he had great seasons when he was with Pittsburgh. I guess his definition of great is not like Jerry Rice level great, but it is what it is. So I'll go ahead and say, yeah. Old Fighting Flacco likes to throw the ball down the field, so maybe he'll get an opportunity or two.
It's early to ask you this, obviously. What does the fan base, now that Justin Tucker's gone, what does the fan base do with his legacy? What does the organization do with his legacy? Do you think in 10 or 15 years, what happens there?
I think the investigation that is still ongoing is going to have a lot to do with that, because he's obviously a Ring of Honor player. He'd still be the kicker for the Ravens if it wasn't for these 16 allegations that came out earlier this season. He'd be a guy that would be considered for Canton immortality, that sort of gold jacket honor. I think the Ravens are just going to wait, see what the investigation, you know, if he's cleared but still gets suspended by the league, which we've seen before, that maybe they'll have a ceremony at M&T Bank Stadium, and he might be kicking for another team at some point this season. But the Ravens are in wait-and-see mode. Then again, they were in wait-and-see mode about his future with the team, drafted a kicker, and then cut him like 2 weeks later.
Well, you know, I mean, and you know this, Bob, they had to say football reasons because, you know, if it comes out that he's exonerated, you got a big lawsuit on your hands here. Like, this is... You know what I mean? It's a very weird gray area. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're speaking Trevor Bauer's language there,
yeah,
Ken.
It's true. Is it not true? Yeah. I mean, that's some tough stuff to deal with there. All right, Bob, we thank you very much. We got to go to Cincinnati and Locked On Bengals. And James Rapine down in Cincinnati, where things are not very good with a couple of defensive players down there. Is Shamar Stewart telling the truth about him not getting a contract, him wanting fair pay, and this being a team that's a little bit on the cheap side, especially when it comes to a guy like Trey Hendrickson as well?
Well, let's start with Shamar. No, it's not about money with Shamar. I think that's what's so interesting about this whole thing.
Interesting.
His contract is set, so he can say whatever he wants. The Bengals can try to do whatever they want, but they know what they're going to pay him. And it's just about default language that gives the team a bit more protection. And what's ironic about this is it's used across the league. The Bengals haven't had to use it because they rarely gave, outside of Joe Burrow and now Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, guaranteed money past year one. And now that all these first-round pick contracts are guaranteed, well, they're trying to play catch-up and get this default language in there to just protect them a bit more. Shamar said, hey, you didn't do that last year. I don't want it this year. This has become much louder than it needs to be. And the root of it is because Shamar hasn't practiced. So the Bengals need to get it done. He needs to be on the field. We'll see if they get something done before training camp. Trey Hendrickson is a different animal, fellas, no doubt about it.
Well, go through the Hendrickson part of this too, because obviously he's somebody that, you know, you're in desperate need of. It's a defense that right now, at least the thought around the league seems to be, that Joe Burrow's prime is getting wasted by a defense this bad. They can't afford to have this kind of nightmare on their hands.
And you're exactly right. I think the Shamar thing is about default structure and all those things. This is about money. And so, Ken, if you want to go the cheap route, this is where you hit it home, because you're talking about the NFL sack leader, a guy who it appears to still be in his prime. I know he's 30, but he's playing the best ball of his career, 35 sacks over the past 2 years. And so, yeah, you absolutely should want to pay him. The market shifted mid-offseason, and I think that's part of it here. You have Max Crosby and Danielle Hunter, obviously Myles Garrett, and who knows who else. Maybe T.J. Watt gets done before Trey Hendrickson. And I think that's why the Bengals need to act quick here. The more precedent there is for a 30-ish year old defensive end, Danielle Hunter was the first one, getting an extension that's worth $35+ million, the price is only going to go up. So the Bengals need to act quickly, and you really need to have him on the field for training camp, not just week one, but training camp when it starts in July.
You know, we've talked about Joe Burrow here and there over the offseason when it comes to Trey Hendrickson. Now when it comes to Shamar Stewart, his wide receivers did get...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Taken care of to a degree. Does he have, if he wanted to complain, I don't think he's complaining, but if he wanted to, does he have any room to complain, right to complain?
Oh, I think so. I think he's tentatively holding that card. And that's when, because Joe isn't going to just wield that power staff because he's the most important person in the organization all the time. You're right. They took care of DeMar. They took care of T and Mike Gesicki. In the past, he's mentioned Trey, and he said that they're supporting Trey and all of those things. But if he isn't on the field, in let's say we're covering preseason game number two, and Joe goes out there, and then we ask him about it after the game, I think at some point he's going to comment about Trey, because I find it really hard to believe this Bengals team is going to be a legitimate Super Bowl contender without Trey Hendrickson or with Trey Hendrickson missing part of the season. I think deep down, Joe knows that as well.
James Rapine, Locked On Bengals down in Cincinnati. Follow him on Twitter at James Rapine. We now welcome in Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Andrew, hello. Good morning to you. First question, Aaron Rodgers. You think it's a bad idea to come to Pittsburgh?
Well, I think it's going to end up working out, but not in the way they want it to. They're going to have their first losing season under Mike Tomlin, and that'll actually be a blessing in disguise because the endless vicious cycle of going 10-7 or 9-8 and getting blown out in the first round of the playoffs is not getting the Steelers closer to winning. All it's doing is perpetuating the myth that Mike Tomlin is a great coach because he's never had a losing season. So I'm looking at a 7-10 year with a 41-year-old quarterback this year.
You know, it's interesting, Pony. Had a very nice gentleman from your neck of the woods, a big-time listener of sports media. And we had a nice chat. By the way, he didn't even know who you were, so I was a little concerned about
that. That's interesting. Are you bothered that people who are Steelers fans don't know who you are?
Drives around all day listening to sports media.
Yeah.
Who is this person?
He works for a solar company. We'll get into that another
time. Right here in Northeast Ohio?
But it was very interesting how nonplussed, to quote Ken Carmen, he was about Aaron Rodgers.
I can say that word never again because clearly you and Keith are talking about it. So
he just was not interested. He said, yeah, we'll be okay. We'll probably make the playoffs. We'll have no shot to go anywhere. Do you feel like that in general is how the great people of Pittsburgh feel about this upcoming season?
No, I don't think there's a consensus. I think people are pretty split. I think some people are trying to talk themselves into Aaron Rodgers being the missing piece. Mike Tomlin believes that, idiotically. And some fans have been disillusioned and brainwashed into thinking the same thing. They're saying things like, if this team can go 10-7 with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, why can't they do better with a guy who threw 28 touchdown passes last year? Which is the same magic trick they tried to play on themselves when they said, if this team can go 10-7 with Mason Rudolph, Mitch Trubisky, and Kenny Pickett, why can't it do better with Russell Wilson, who threw 26 touchdown passes the year before in Denver? So most smart Steelers fans know that this is not going to have a happy ending, but drafting in the top 10 is probably what's best for the Steelers after this year.
Does T.J. Watt have Myles Garrett in his head?
Does T.J. Watt? Well, he's using him to get more money, as he should, because he's better than Myles Garrett.
You really believe that?
I mean, all the stats and facts back
stop.
That up.
What are that.
I'm
you know
curious, Pony,
that.
What are those numbers that indicate that?
Every single one. Sacks, tackles for loss, quarterback hits, forced fumbles.
Who do you think the majority of teams would rather have playing for their football team, T.J. Watt or Myles Garrett?
So you're going to ask me some nebulous thought.
I'm going to ask you a question that you don't want to answer.
I'm hypothetically trying
I'm going to ask you a question that you don't want
right,
to answer.
And I'm trying to answer
because you know
saying,
I'm right.
You want me to get in the head of John Spytek and Tom Telesco and try to figure out.
Because you know I'm right. Yeah, you can get in your head. You can get the head of anybody. You can get the head of Ron Rule. Ron Wolf. You can get into the head of of Bobby Bethard. You can get in the head of anybody you want to. You know I'm right.
All right, what has Myles Garrett done better than T.J. Watt in his career? Give me a stat.
Win a playoff game in Pittsburgh.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was one-on-one.
Like win a playoff game in Pittsburgh. Win a play. Help this team win a playoff game in Pittsburgh. Win a playoff game in Pittsburgh. He won one.
So because he's 1-0 versus T.J. Watt in the playoffs, he's therefore a better player? Is that what you're telling
me? Does it hurt the argument? No.
So
thank you very much.
Okay, so by
say
that
whatever line, you want. You know I'm right, so that's fine. Take up the
right
air.
You're right because a defensive end won a playoff game and an edge rusher didn't.
So wait a minute.
You're right, Ken. By that logic, Max Starkey is better than Joe Thomas,
so,
you idiot.
So you're telling me, you think that people don't try to use that on anything? And then you're trying to say that they play different positions.
Wow.
Please. You're smarter than that. Even you are smarter than that.
You're stupid saying that a guy
can resort to name calling. I don't think you should be calling other people idiots and dummies in front of your own daughter. Clearly we can hear her. I'm not calling you names in front of your daughter.
Why? Because I'm watching a kid while talking to you. I got Kenny Kidd.
Hey, kid, it's your child.
On the air the other day. You're calling me out for takes on Twitter without having me on to defend myself.
Because you're such a pain in the ass to get on the show, so I don't even bother with it.
What do you mean? You called me and I picked up. There was no wait today. Not a pain in the ass.
Yeah, because you were scheduled before. But if I go, hey, can you come in? Can you call in tomorrow? It's the biggest pain in the ass. I mean, he acts so put out by everything.
Pony, I
sorry,
have a question.
Tone. We're going. Tone,
I have a
take
question.
It away, please.
I have a question for your lovely daughter, and I know she means so much to you. So, how do you feel that? And how does she feel that you were unable to bring her to the Wiggles in Cleveland? Because my daughter had a great time last night. I mean, my daughter had the best 30 minutes of her life till, you know, went downhill in a hurry. Why did the Wiggles skip Pittsburgh? Does that mean you're not a real city?
Who are the Wiggles?
God. Here you go.
That's parenting right there. Interesting.
His daughter's younger than yours, isn't she? How old's your daughter?
How old is she, Pony?
She turns 2 in July.
Oof. I wonder if Pony couldn't come up with the tickets, so he doesn't let her see it. Mm. I mean, it's a world-renowned children's music group.
Hey, should I got Australia. One more question. Should I engage with Kenny Pickett's aunt about how good of a quarterback Kenny Pickett is?
What happened?
She is not happy about our commentary that we've had on the station.
She thinks
about
we're
Kenny
being
Pickett.
Unfair.
Oh, my God.
Called us clowns.
Clowns?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's one thing Kenny Pickett's aunt and I agree on. By the way, you want a real clown? Jason Day. Shut up.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. We agree. Yep. We agree.
We brought it up. By the way, Jason Day, big fan of the Wiggles.
Is there peace between you and I now because of that?
I guess. I didn't know that was your take.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Totally agree with you. All right. I'll see you in hell.
Goodbye.
Bye. Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. One third of the great triumvirate. That would be Bob Haney, James Rapine, Andrew Filippone. As we went around the AFC North, everybody on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.